Great. Well, so glad to have you, Nancy. I hadn't heard from you, so I didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Well, I'm here.
Great. Awesome. And just welcoming everybody. We got a good crowd, lots and lots of familiars on the call. And I'll just give my little introduction. I just want to thank everybody for your prayers, your encouragement, and your dedication to making your life the best it can be from the soul down. Instead of working from the feet up, let's work from the soul down. And that's what you're doing. It's making a difference in your life. It's making a difference in the world. It's making a difference for those you love. Whenever we work from the soul down, we make better decisions. We have a broader perspective. And we have a calmness and a peace that allows us to actually be in a state of true faith. True faith is being in the core of your being, in union with God. That's it. It's not about believing in something. That's good too, but that's a different subject altogether. We'll talk about the difference on that. Probably not today, but I frequently do, so we'll get back to it at some point. Nancy, would you like to monitor our callers and bring them in?
I would. Let me get there.
Okay.
We have a caller. Let's see who's open first. Welcome, Mara. It's you.
Hey, hello. It's nice
hello,
to talk.
Hello, Mara.
Hello. Well, hello. I would like to thank everybody again for all the prayers and for all of those people who joined and became blessing givers last week and or the week before. I'm not sure which it was, but it doesn't matter. I'm very grateful to them, and I'm praying for all of us to pray into reality, which was brought up last week. That is very, very beautiful. And also, I'm wondering where do I write when I write to, when I want to send in an order or something, do I still use the same address or are you moving?
Yes. Hi, Mara, yes. My new address is actually posted online, but I'll give it to you right now.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Maybe others of you don't know it. It is 3704. Okay, ready?
3704. Okay.
Now, Glastonbury, that's the street I live on, and I know it sounds like Glastonbury, which is in the UK, an ancient, ancient city. This is the Texas version of Glastonbury, and it's spelled a little different. It's Glastonbury. I'll spell it for you.
I have that. Okay. Well, maybe somebody else doesn't. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Oh, you have it?
I do. Okay. Last week you were talking about whether or not to move everything to a new location where the new, this woman was going to help you, and I was wondering if you had already switched the address.
Well, we will not be switching our official address. Everything will come to me here. Everything.
Good.
And I will, we're just simply, by the way, I decided to do it on the encouragement of our many members who want to see me get back to writing. And offering webinars, and they know I can't do everything. So it was It wasn't a hard decision to make. And I'll give you just a real quick synopsis of what it involves. I'm simply giving her the essential oil business. Not giving it to her, but I'm giving her authority over it. And she will take it to Lubbock, which is going to be her new home. So she will be fulfilling all of our essential oil orders. And I will still be taking care of the art so that I can supervise the printing. I will still be taking care of, obviously, the blessing call, the ministry work, all of the church work, and our webinars and future seminars. And then I will have some time to begin writing these many books I have notes on. I'm hoping that I will be able to release a small book a month. Now, it won't be as big as Love Without End. That was a major year-long project. But I have notes that are so good, so complete. I should probably be able to release 150 to 175 page book per month. And that's going to do a lot of good for the world and our community. And it will allow people to have access to his messages at a price that virtually anyone can afford. And, I want that. I want these messages becoming available to anyone at, well, almost any income level. And we actually do send free. We send copies to prisons free. We send copies to nursing homes free. We make donations of books all the time. So we're doing our part to get books out to people who need, really, really need them, who can't afford even a dollar. So we're doing that part ourselves. But the people in between, that it really makes a difference to be able to get a book for $10. That we're going to reach a lot of people. And so that's what I want to get back to work doing. And I'm his scribe. That shows me to be his scribe. And I should be doing that. And not...
That's wonderful. Well,
okay. By the way, I will still be creating all the essential oils and sending them by the gallon to Tiffany, and she'll take it from there. So I'll still be creating them. I'll still be blessing them. They'll still be wonderful. But I don't have to fill bottles and put them in packages. That's not my best work, especially at this point in my life. So
we will be sending orders for oil to you at your address, but she will be doing the...
Yeah, exactly. I'll be, well, whatever purchases you make online, she will have access to that as well as me. And then the ones that I get in the mail, I will forward onto her. So my address is all you need.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for
doing this. And glad to be.
Well, I'm looking forward to those books. As long as I can get somebody to read them to me. Now and then I can read a page or two at a time, but I'm looking forward to them. I'll figure something out.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. Wonderful, Glenda. You've done so much. Thank you.
Well, I'm trying to take us into the next chapter of the bigger book that we're all writing. We're all writing a really big book. And one of my goals is to look at a lot of ancient books that were written and are somewhat incomplete, and reviewing those with Yeshua to bring the full original message into the language of our day and time. Because the truth is the truth, but language does change over time. And if we don't have language that people can understand and relate to, they'll just not read. They'll just move away. They can't introduce it into their minds. And much as we wish it could all be done from the heart, we do have to honor, the mind. It's a good servant. It's an important servant. And, you know, I would kind of compare the mind to the butler of a great, magnificent castle. Okay? you are, the castle owner. Your heart is the commander of the castle, but your mind is the butler. And you know, that butler is a very important person in keeping that castle working. You know, that butler has to make sure that, the liver connects with the, kidneys and, that you're physically up to doing the chores you want to do and remembering where you put the salt and pepper last night. You know, that butler is very important. And so there was nothing ever intended in the writing, in the messages of Yeshua, to denigrate the mind, just to put it in its proper place. And if you've ever watched movies where, sometimes they're even called The Butler Did It. If you ever watched movies or theme shows where the butler played an important part, you'll know that that butler can sometimes act as dictatorial as the king. And that's why I chose that analogy, because sometimes the mind just tries to take over, and it can't. But it is a powerful, important servant. Keep it healthy. Keep up on your reading. There's a lot of, everybody, there's a lot of new research on keeping your mind healthy. The nourishment, the food, the supplements that will keep your mind really, really healthy. And I hope that people in charge of our nation will read some of those also. Okay, everybody. Well, we had a good chuckle. And Mara, we love you. And look forward to staying.
I love all of you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm used to loving a lot of people because I've got such a big family. It's just expanded a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So this is my new family of the last 20 some years. So it's
beautiful.
Wonderful.
That's beautiful. I think we all feel the same way.
We do. Thank you.
Okay. We have Caroline. So glad
hey,
you're here today.
Nancy.
Hey,
hello. How are you guys?
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to ask for a couple of blessings, and it's interesting you brought up books because I'm really so excited to hear that you're going to be bringing out more books. And I obviously want to send blessings to have that happen in as quick and smooth and easy a way as possible, and that they would reach as many people as possible. And I actually have a book that's coming out in October, October the 10th. We're kind of on a very tight deadline with it. It's a comedy self-help book about breast cancer and infidelity, which is a sort of weird combination, but one often follows the other. And I'd like to have a blessing that does well, that it gets the publicity it deserves, and that it reaches people and in a good way, in the best possible way. So that's really my main ask for today, a blessing for that.
That's wonderful, and I'm so glad to hear you making progress on it. That's fabulous, and you have my prayers.
Well, thank you. And then I'd like a blessing for all of us who did the fabulous blessing seminar, that we are able to do the work properly, that we're able to get our personalities out of the way and reach the quantum field and actually do the work and do the good blessings that you've started us on the road to doing.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn. Well, I will add to that just a little bit. You can, everyone, you can probably tell, I'm still struggling with my voice. And this is one day I hope all of you talk a lot so I don't have to talk as much. God bless you all. I have not been able to have more than a 5-minute conversation for 2 weeks without either coughing or going into near virtual laryngitis. It's been just a horrific challenge for me. And all I can think is that Yeshua wants me to take some time off and just rest and recover and be close to him and close to my thoughts. So I've been doing that. But we want to keep our chairs warm, and we want to get back together really soon. I'm going to send all of our new blessing givers an email, a special email today. So look for it in your box. It will include a better picture of our group, all of us on the steps, that you can blow up. I'll try to get a better resolution on something. And a revision of our protocol, which I unfortunately took from years before we had this one change in the passage. So that will be updated and attached for you. And I'm going to propose in this that we all meet next Saturday afternoon, in the afternoon, for a refresher, just a refreshment of the seminar. We go over everything together. We reconnect. We answer questions. And we practice together on the phone. And this will also be open to our senior blessing givers as well, because we want to give you a chance to join our community, visit with our new blessing givers, and if there's to the degree that we have refreshed and renewed the content, you need to have that. So this is going to be an invitation that goes out to everybody. And I'm sorry it took this long, but I had to get my voice back, and it was just no other way of getting through an hour or more on the phone with all of you. So, Caroline, I am with you on making this strong. We want it to become stronger than ever. And
great. And so that's going to be this coming Saturday. Do you have any idea yet what time?
Not yet, but it will be afternoon.
Afternoon your time, which is great, because morning your time is like the middle of the night for me here in Hawaii.
Oh, of course. No, afternoon my time, probably about 2 o'clock, because that lets us start on the East Coast at 1, and then it gives us a full extension of the afternoon for people in the rest of the United States. And but we have some people from around the world, too, for our extended family. So I have to think about everybody and getting a time that works for all of us. So I'm waiting for feedback from a couple of people, but it probably will start at 1 o'clock.
Around 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock central.
Yeah, 1 o'clock Eastern.
2 o'clock.
That's my prophecy, and I think it will hold
great.
True. So we're going to do a reboot, and we're going to kick some dust up to heaven. How's that?
Love it.
Great. That sounds fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it. And may your throat and your cough and all of that be all gone and dissipated by that time,
yeah.
and you back to 150% normal.
Oh yeah. Well, spiritually I am. It's just, you know, the body has to tag along. So, and I have put my body through hell for 3 years, and when it starts to smell any extra stress coming on the horizon, it kind of wimps out on me, shall we say. But it did fabulous at the seminar. I just was so happy, so thrilled. And of course I had a lot of help from above. But it was great. I I just will never forget that seminar. It was fabulous for so many reasons, for so many, many reasons. So many people came from all over the country against great odds and opposition and risk, and they got here and everything was fabulous. And so far, all the reports I've had, people love the hotel, and they said, can we do the next one again there also? So
Yes, they were great. And it was a wonderful
marvelous
community. Wonderful community, Glenda. So I'm in for the next one.
Okay, great. Now we reserve a suite with three large rooms where we can have our banquet together. We can have our community visitations in the lounge and our presentation room. No, it was fabulous. It was fabulous, and the beds are heavenly. So. I think we're going to do it again. As long as I'm here, I think we're just going to use that for our headquarters. And I don't know when, but hopefully the earliest next season where we can get the rights we had. Because we had room rights for individuals, you know, the private rooms. Room rates that normally sold for $250 for $109. And that's almost unheard of. But, you know, they like to have churches come in and do conferences because it lessens their hotel. And, I'm good at pleading for prices for our people. So, we have to wait, though, to get the right little window, you know, in the season where we can work that kind of miracle. And as soon as we can do that, we're gonna plot a new one. So
great.
That's kind of where we stand on that. And I think, Carolyn, is there any other blessing you want to ask for? Because I think we need to move on.
No, that's it. Just about my books, your books, and
okay.
And us blessing givers doing our job properly and
love it,
and
yeah,
helping people.
All right. Okay.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
that's
you.
So good, Carolyn. Perfect. Let's see. We have.
Hi, this Joanna.
Welcome. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you so much. I have a client who is, her name is Cynthia Wilcox, and she is experiencing a rush to the hospital right now, has cancer and just got an operation, and I want some prayers for her. Also, two other people, Ann Harwood, who's also suffering, and my sister Priscilla Botcher. I would like to, for them to all have the and I guess it wouldn't hurt to have for me as well in this process. Thank you so much.
Blessings are always good. Always ask for them, everybody, every day.
Thank you.
And we've got your friend's name on our list. So
thank you.
Absolutely. Bless you, Joanna.
Thank you.
Okay. It looks like we have Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
Oh, hello. Thank you. So happy to be here. I'm just requesting a blessing for my own healing of the discs in my lower back. Just literally about a half an hour ago, I was just bending over to get something out of the refrigerator, and one of my discs slipped and hit the nerve,
oh,
and so now I'm flat on my back, icing it.
Oh, my
it.
God.
I know. So it's just this,
I'm so sorry.
It's just this ongoing soggy. Oh, yeah. It's just like when that disc hits the nerve, it's just that electrifying
mm-hmm.
shock of pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy.
A bolt
so,
of light.
It is. It's like a bolt of lightning. So I just am requesting a blessing for that healing and my journey to eventually come to an end on this sort of thing. And anyway, I also just want to say how much I thoroughly enjoyed the blessing seminar, and I'm really looking forward to the next one. And so thank you, and much love to all.
Much love to you, Stephen. And you're in my prayers, and I can pray into reality for that because I've been there.
Yeah, it's just, it's a crazy thing, you know. And I mean, I just was doing so well, you know, and it's just one of those things that's like, you know, three steps forward, two steps back kind of thing. But I have faith. I just keep praying and doing all the things I know to keep it well and on a healing path. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Definitely. You're in our prayers. You're in our blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, sorry to hear that. So mad. Okay, Sarah, your line is open.
Aloha, Glenda and Nancy and our beloved community. I want to say God bless our community and God bless the best blessing givers and all of the beautiful service. And I want to ask a special blessing for myself and my brother, whose name is Tristan, and for all brothers and sisters. And in this case, I'm really stepping into a conflict that is so scary for me and so difficult, and yet it's the work I need to do. And my prayer is to move through this conflict nonviolently with the most love and grace as possible, and still honor my boundaries and my rights and speaking up for myself in ways that I never have. But to do that all with the love of Jesus as my guide.
Amen.
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 Yes.
And may you move through it with little conflict, very little.
Yes. Yes.
Remember.
Yes.
I think you took the seminar, but I'm not quite sure. The only way out is up.
Eh. Yes.
You've got to go above any conflict, above any problem,
yes,
above any issue.
Yes. Yes. And
I remember on a few calls back, Glenda, you what came through you for advice for someone, and it worked for me too, was to find my peace in this situation and then sort of withdraw. And that was really helpful for me. So I don't know if that helped. But when you said, Glenda, it really helped.
Nancy, it does, because that is what, when you find your peace, you are going above the problem.
Yes.
When you back off at a higher place, you're anchoring the fact that you went into to the higher ground. So it was just the same thing said in different words.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways you could say it, but it all goes down to the only way out is up.
And I also,
in some situations, up is love. In some other situations, up is finding a bigger, more encompassing solution to a physical problem. But it's always up. What defines up can vary from situation to situation. But it is always up.
Yes.
And not only did Yeshua say it, one of the greatest scientists of all time, Albert Einstein, said the same thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. He says you never find the answer to anything at the level on which it was created.
Mm-hmm.
Because conflict is what created the issue. Conflict is what created the problem. So in order to find the harmony that will resolve it, you've got to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how you said read a lot of things and about the mind. Sarah, I'll just offer to you, I just reread Innocent Perception and the Keys of Yeshua, and one of the things was in there about what you're talking about, boundaries and the applications.
Yeah.
And that, so one of the things is saying no, and that you don't have to say no before the man knocks on the door, the peddler, you can be in the situation in the middle of it, and that's okay. And it was really helpful. So that might be something worth looking and rereading just for an additional blessing.
Beautiful.
Yes, Nancy, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. We have Christopher. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Hi, everybody. Blessings, Glenda, for your recovery, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's not serious. It's just annoying.
I know how annoying it can be. So, yeah, just feel better. And just so you all know, I've been here every week, but I've been in this, I'm in grad school and I'm finishing. It's my last semester and been in this flow of creative spirit. So very feeling aligned and clear and all of that. And there's a journey coming up, 6-week fieldwork adventure, which will be taking me and my creative partner throughout the Southwest, doing research and experimentation and facilitation along the way at all these different places. So I just ask for a blessing for that. And also just very aligned, I think, with the discussion that just happened with Sarah. Blessings to you, Sarah. Sister, I really feel you. And I felt a similar thing in myself that I just want to ask for a blessing for, and maybe any counsel. As I've been preparing for this trip, I knew that I would be near my ex-partner, where my ex-partner lives. And I had the assumption that I would go and visit because I would be right in that area. But I started to feel that that might not be aligned. And I started to feel inner conflict because my tendency is to be very embracing and connective, you know? And so I was praying about it, and out of the blue, I received a very strange contact from his current partner. And it wasn't just strange, it was almost abusive, almost like a psychic attack. And if I could say, actually, I would say that that's what it was. And so I felt like it was a message, you know, don't go there. You're not in the same frequency. It's not good. You know, it could be a distraction. It's been a few days of really reeling from that experience. And I feel that I've come to the decision to not go and visit and to have a strong boundary that I can't interact at this time because of what occurred. And it's a little heartbreaking for me, and I just wanted to put a blessing out there for this. And any counsel that you have, because it's strange for me as I'm growing and maturing to like make a boundary like this in a conscientious way that feels like it's aligned with spirit. And to recognize that someone that I love so deeply is still embroiled in some very deep, dark, energy, and wanting to love that person and stay connected with them, but also feeling very concerned for their well-being and just not being able to help, not knowing that I can't help.
I understand, Chris. And, you know, there's an old saying, not everyone who comes with you will go with you. There are definitely seasons in our lives. And I think we can especially see this play out oftentimes with brothers and sisters who we were very close to in our childhood, in our family of origin. And we'll love them forever. But after a certain point in the journey, there was a fork in the road. They went one way, we went another. And the life experiences we had versus what they had caused us to take different perspectives. And oftentimes it's really, really, something we just have to respect. We have to respect that the journey is not the wholeness of who we are. There will be a time, maybe not till after this life passes, but there will be a time when you will embrace everyone you love again. You will be able to love everyone you love again and forever. But you don't always share the pathway. We often do break into different pathways, and that is one of the challenges of life that we have to look at. And it explains, I think, some of the extreme bitterness and virtual warfare that goes along with divorce. Because here is a couple that thought they would be together forever. Perhaps they had children together, and now the children are an issue. And their life is literally falling apart. They need to go separate pathways. And then, after that, dealing with a separate pathway, taking care of the children mutually. It's a terrible challenge. You're not the only one that has experienced this, Christopher. So don't take it as a deep inner judgment of yourself. It's not a judgment at all. It's that somebody else is looking at the reality of the situation from a different perspective than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably being self-protective to make sure that this split in the road continues to be a split in the road. Perhaps it should remain that way. Perhaps it's important that you took a different turn. I have been through this with from family to friends. And, you know, I 2 years ago, I lost my dear husband. And it was hard really letting him go. And it was not due to marital conflict, but it was at the tail end of a vicious conflict for his life, dealing with hospice nurses and doctors, trying to get the best solutions to get him through this and recovered. And it was a terrible, terrible kind of struggle. And the end came according to the will of God. And for days, for literally months, I had no communication with Larry. I thought, as close as we'd been, we would be talking. Mm-hmm. And I contacted his friends to see if he was showing up for them. And most of them, everyone I spoke with said, well, he showed up briefly and then he was gone. And I had to really reconcile within myself that Larry is reviewing his life and he wants to make decisions about his future that don't entangle him in the past.
Yeah.
And so that did not affect my love for him. And I know he loves me, but he's got to make some really serious, major decisions about what he's going to do next. And so after these splits in the road, and it was a split in the road, not because of argument or disagreement, but just circumstance. After these big splits in the road, we do have to rethink. We do have to regroup within ourselves because, my friends, without integrity to yourself, you will never make a right decision to others. The integrity you have to yourself is second only to the integrity you have with God. Until those two points are in play, you will not make the right decisions about other people, about who belongs there and who doesn't. And everything I'm saying really points to why in life we do actually need boundaries, because we will have all kinds of people wanting to come in and take a little sample, a little taste of our salad bar just to see, oh, what would it be like if I was in that person's circle of people? Okay, they take a little taste. Or people coming in from the past, seeing if they can regroup or refit. No. You have to be always within your integrity. And then you place the boundaries lovingly to protect your integrity and the integrity of those you're now working with on your pathway through life.
Yes.
Great insight, Glenda.
That is so awesome and validating, Glenda. Thanks for sharing your story, and the clarity of this wisdom is just thank you. And a blessing for the process, you know.
I'm
learning.
That's it. You know, just because there's a fork in the road doesn't mean those paths won't loop back around somewhere in the distant future. But for now, it's really important to start with your integrity. You got to start there. You know, and so I, with me, I took a look at, well, what are the things Larry and I created together? We shared together, we loved together, that I would carry on forever. Well, number one was Spirit of Church. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to make it the biggest and the best it can be. And that's what I did for our legacy. Carry on with what was important, you know, and I would actually move back to Sedona, except I can't afford it. So I came back to this part of the country, which is where my roots are. And I thought, well, maybe this is a good time for me to reconnect with those roots and my family. And it was. It was a good decision. So, you know, this is a case of me coming back to my family roots after being away from them for, wow, 22 years? Something like that. So there's a lot of circles too. Just remember that. And as long as love, as long as you maintain your integrity and there's love in your heart, the best will happen.
Thank you. That's the prayer I have. You know, I think part of what was so hard for me with this is just seeing almost like, I've never thought this way in my life, but, you know, it's like God save their soul. I just see a person who has such a good heart who's doing really sort of out of integrity things with life, and it's reflected in many, many relationships. And it's hard for me. It's like I don't want to give up on that person. And at the same time, I realize
You're remembering him in prayer. You're not giving up on him.
Yeah. That's right.
You're disrespecting his right to make decisions about his life.
Yes.
And we all have to do that about one another. I can't tell you how many friends I've had that I thought were making really stupid decisions. But, you know, I kept on loving them and saying, well, but they've got to learn from their decisions. And it's not my decision. It's theirs.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Linda. That's your friend.
Thank you.
So good talking to you.
Bye, Christopher. We have, let's see, area code 832.
Yes, this is Christine. I've called in a couple of times without my composure. Sad from my father, and I just want to thank you all, and Glenda, I think it's amazing that you wrote that book and shared that message with us all, and you accept these calls every Sunday. I'm losing my composure again. Let me get it back. Sorry.
That's okay.
I feel honored that you offer this. It's incredible that there's someone like you doing this for everyone. And with that said, I do hope that you feel better, and I do hope to make a blessing seminar in the future. But my question for today, and I guess also a request for a blessing, is I'm slowly getting through love without end, and I recently read the part about where the mind, when there's despair in the heart, the mind takes over, thinking that the heart can't do the job. And I realized that I think that happened to me early in childhood, and that my mind just took the despair of my young, you know, inner child, my heart, and just ran with it and formed all these patterns that no longer serve me, and yet I have no idea how to break them. And then just the other night, another sleepless night, I got up to read the book again, and I read the part about spirit, about love, spirit, and adamantine particles, and commanding the particles with love. And I just wanted to know if you have any insight to offer as I'm trying to get the command back into my heart, take it from my mind and back to my heart, how to strengthen that love. Do you have any insight? I'm sure it's probably not an easy question to just whisper a brief answer, but anything that comes to mind, I'll open to know.
Okay, well, first of all, Christine, you are love. You are love. It's not about what you love or how you love. Those things are important in the long run. They're important. But as Yeshua said to me, you are love. That's where you start. Okay, and then I want to go back to your comment where your mind took over when it thought your heart was weakening. Okay, well, you remember my analogy from when we started this call today? What happened is that the king was frail and the butler took over. And butlers can be very tyrannical. If you don't believe me, search for some movies where the butler taking over was the actual plot of the movie. And there's a lot of them because it's a famous plot where the butler just takes over and rules the castle. Well, so that's what your mind did. But it was able to do it only because the queen had weakened for one reason or another. So don't even focus on the butler. Don't be mad at the butler, because you're actually going to need the butler to be an important servant. You don't want to weaken the butler. You just want to put the butler in his place. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a big difference. Okay? Now, so what you focus on is the queen. You focus on what brings the queen's heart to shine, to be powerful, to glow. What inspires the queen to have a bright, shiny day? And it might not be something really big at first. It might just be something as simple as, what do you love to eat? It could be as simple as that at first. Who do you want to talk to today? Who brightens your heart? What makes your heart sing? Just, you know, for some people it might be a favorite craft. It might be going to a park that you just love. It might be playing with your pet. But think about what makes the heart sing. And all you got to do is make the queen strong enough that she rises higher in command than the butler. That's the short form of the story. And Nancy, I know you frequently read these areas. Do you have an expansion on that?
Always gratitude and appreciation, a great way to start for empowering the impulses of the heart, because it's a great way to start the day, great way to end the day. And of course, innocent perception for sure, but that all strengthens the heart. And, you have a lovely prayer and desires of the heart where you just simply say that, you know, you prayed for guidance that your mind will work in harmony with your heart to direct your life toward its fulfillment. And I think that's just perfect. Just always know that that's possible, you know?
Well, you know, Nancy, that is great. And, you just brought to mind, you know, let's look at things in life that help illustrate the powers of the heart, starting with love and life. And what about respect?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got a good illustration for that, a current hot topic of the world. You know, I don't know what anybody thinks about royalty or the affairs of royalty or what goes on in royal quarters or what its future is. It's clearly an ancient tradition that has managed to survive in the modern world. But there's one thing that's happening right now in honor of the Queen's passing that I think everybody should take a look at in regard. What you're actually seeing is a level of respect that we rarely see in the world today. We have pretty much lost respect for our government. We have pretty much lost respect for leaders around the world. And we celebrate celebrities almost like we worship them. We've made little Apollo gods out of celebrities and athletes, but that's not really respect. That's just fan glamour. Fan glamour. That's all it is. It's not. I want you to take a look at what respect really, really looks like. then I want you to apply that to yourself. Then I want you to apply it to God. You know, the first four commandments had everything to do with respecting God. How many people really respect God? How many people really, really respect Him? Okay? I want you to look at that, because the reason I'm focusing on that is this is the greatest show on earth going on right now. And we rarely get to see an illustration of respect that is as richly displayed as that. And I'm not voting pro or con for royalty. Obviously, it's a form of civil management that had its rightful place in history more than it does now. But still, Queen Elizabeth was a great lady, and the world loved her. And it's displaying their respect for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to differentiate also fan glamour from respect of a celebrity. The respect that was showed to Olivia Newton-John, I thought was very special, because it wasn't just about her being, the co-star of, or the leading star of Grease.
Mm-hmm.
It was about her life of service. She came to be one of the most respected persons that emerged from the Hollywood climate in my lifetime. And
mm-hmm.
I really, really came to respect her. I had always admired her. She was gorgeous. She was talented, charismatic, lovely, sweet, and everything an American girl would want to be. Okay, there were all those good things. But respect is what she earned later in her life. And that's what was most honored in the celebration of her life. And we're seeing that now with Queen Elizabeth. Just look at respect, because we don't get to see it very often. There's not much of it in the world today.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I agree. Yes. Thank you. Yes, so that self-respect is something that I definitely need to work on, and I have for many years. So,
you do.
Yes.
You do. And, I recently had a situation where a doctor was telling me that I should do this, that, and that. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And I said, does that mean I need to get a new doctor? And I just looked her straight in the eye. Does that mean I need to get a new doctor? And she said, no, that's okay. I respect your decision. See? You know, we can accomplish a lot, my friends, by just respecting ourselves. Because it's easier not to get embroiled with something that disrespects you than it is to get out of it. Once you're into it, it's kind of hard to get out of it. And that's what I see a lot of cries and crying being about. We got into something and it turned out to betray us or not to be what served our greatest good. Well, if your self-respect is stronger, you'll stay away from it in the first place. Even though you don't have another opportunity, even though you don't have another answer, you know, this cough I've got has been going on for 5 months now, and I've had all kinds of suggestions from doctors, do this, do this, do this. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I'll play this out. And I don't know what the answer is, but I know God knows what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just don't buy in to wrong solutions, then I don't have to wade through the mud getting out of the problems they might cause. Patience. Patience is a very important thing, all of you. One of the most, I would say, well, I don't know, I don't think I've counted the different times, but the two most commonly repeated phrases in the New Testament were repent, which is not confessing your sins. That's not what it's about. People are often reluctant because it's not that they don't want to admit they did something wrong. It's just they don't want to be then held accountable by people who will keep remembering it forever and put it back in their face. And that's a very understandable problem. But that's never what repentance meant. It just means turn around and go back to God. That's all it means. You're in the world. You're going deeper into the world with every step you take. That's what Yeshua was telling them. You're going deeper into the world, and the world is not going to help you. Turn around and go back to God. God actually does have all the answers. He has all the answers. And that but when will the answers come? Well, that signals me to tell you what the other most repeated phrase in the New Testament was. Waiting on the Lord. That meant being patient with God. Okay? You gotta understand that God doesn't move the world around because he didn't create it. He can intervene when it gets really bad, but actually it's really bad right now. And he's giving us a chance to see how really bad it can be. So we don't do it again. Okay? Mm-hmm. But, alright, he has better answers that he's got to move you to. But it may take time to move you there and to move everything around to be ready for you. So be patient. And I've said this many, many times with a blessing. We do not have any kind of admission fee, not even a donation fee to come to the blessing. It's free, and it always will be free. So come as many times as you need it, because it will take away the problem in layers, and it will bring the blessings to you in new positive layers. And sometimes it takes a little while to work through. If I had a 40-day seminar, I could tell you about the last 3 years of my life with the layers that had to be taken away and then the layers that had to be rebuilt. It would explain why I'm feeling great right now, but there's a couple more remaining little bitty layers that need to be removed. It works that way, my friends. And so you've got to be patient. You've got to keep your faith strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I'm kind of at the end of my voice, so I've got to turn it over to you, Nancy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. That was perfect. Thank you, Christine, for coming on to the call. And now we have Susan. It's you.
Oh, hi, everybody. Yes, it's
Hello,
me.
Hello, Susan.
I was thinking I really ought to commit to making sure I go to the next seminar. I know I had missed the last two. I really need to do that. Actually, I prayed on whether or not, I should be going to this last one, and it turned out to be a surprise birthday party that day for my son, and I had to work through some stuff, and I knew I needed to be there for that, so I felt like that was God saying, do this.
Okay.
But of course I also had my fears around it too. I'm not going to deny that. But that was something I knew I needed to be there for. So, I want to say a good friend of mine, her grandson's in the hospital. He's an infant and he's dealing with, he has a year old brother. She got, her daughter got pregnant quickly. And so he was sick and then the infant is sick and in the hospital. His name is Leo, so let's put a lot of light on little Leo, having congestion and breathing issues, and he's like maybe a month old. So let's put a lot of light on sweet Leo. So, I just want to relate to everything everybody said. I'm thinking about Stephen. I always would get, I would turn some way funny, and I'd be out of commission forever. I think a lot of it from child labor and, all of that, giving birth to three kids. And, I found that, doing, floor exercises, especially with my spine, doing it for like 30 years has been a godsend. And, I don't know if he's doing that or not, and with Sarah, I have had issues with, my sister died, but my brother's alive and I worshiped him. As a child, he kind of got me through a difficult childhood. And then when I had to look at things that were troubling, I remember going back to, Love Without End. And in one of the cases, it was saying that the biggest fear is that you won't love him anymore. And if you look at some of this, that's your biggest fear. And I said, absolutely. I was afraid that if I then looked at things, his weaknesses, his, you know, shortcomings, which I never looked at, that I would no longer love him. And I cried when I was in the car and I was listening to the tape. And yeah, I went through times when I didn't feel love for him, but I knew that you know, that I would come back to that, and I would have to find a way of communicating with him. And that hasn't been easy. And some of it was verbal, and a lot of it was nonverbal. And that's always a great thing. But the whole discussions with everybody, and thanks for everything you share, Nancy and Glenda and everyone. And there's so much love I have for all of you. Thank you.
Oh, we love you too, and we miss you. We miss you.
No,
looking forward to being excited.
I have to make a commitment to say, regardless of what, when you do this again, I'm just going to go and do this. So.
Well, you know, it was great, and nobody got sick. You know, I just returned. It was really amazing because the day before, I was having spasms of coughing, and I was thinking, how in the world am I going to get through this? I stepped up to the front of the room, and Yeshua took it away.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, that one of the seminars you're talking about, The Only Way Out Is Up, it's because I have a much higher perspective from that place, which I don't have when I'm, you know, walking on the planet. I don't have it. But going up gives me a much higher perspective and a connection to. So
any answers, many more answers.
Absolutely. Invaluable.
Yeah.
So good to hear your voice, Susan.
Yeah, well, certainly same with you guys. I just have to go next time, and that's it. I really do.
Okay, we'll hold you to it.
Good. I didn't even want to say that on this call because of that. But hold me to it. I mean that.
I will.
I'm glad I said it.
I'm glad you said it, too.
Okay.
Okay, love you so much.
And the same here, sweetheart.
Okay. Have a great day. I have one more caller, Glenda. Iman, your line is open.
Aloha. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. And again, thank you, Glenda, for all your wisdom, and everyone on the call. Thank you so much for adding to the solutions that I've been seeking and reminders that I have to remind myself. I just want to make it quick because I know the time is running. I just would like to ask a blessing for myself, my husband, and our neighbor who lives upstairs. It's just not working out as we crave that it would. But at this time, I just ask for protection, if anything, because I do feel like I'm being sent psychic attacks. You know, I basically can't sleep at night because the person would be waking me up every time I fall into a deep sleep. So I've been woken up by sound of walking and pounding on the floor above my head while I sleep. So I just feel like I feel like I'm hearing these noises now, and it's like using sound to bully me. I just feel like the person who lives upstairs, she's using sound to bully me, literally, into submission. I don't know what, but I just don't want to battle evils. I just would like to resolve this in peace and love. And when I mentioned this, like when you said integrity, Glenda, I said, okay, I'm going to stand up and speak my truth. I will tell this person that this is bothering me. Well, I did, and it got worse because now she's constantly doing it. So I don't know what to do. My husband and I, we're both at our wit's ends, which, you know, we're just kind of just quiet now and not react to anything she does. Like if she blind bangs the door or closes the window hard or pound on the floor, we don't react. We try not to react. We just stay quiet, even quieter than before. Because I also feel tempted to react so that they can blame me for causing whatever. Anyway, I just need prayer, all your love, all your prayer, strength, and my love at the same time, so that I can stay grounded, centered in God, and just, you know, disconnected if I have to, and not be tempted just to stay on the higher ground. So I pray for that with all my heart. I pray for spiritual protection and psychic protection.
Absolutely. And we will pray with you that you get it.
Thank you.
And one other thing is, don't be hesitant to seek a third party advice, someone who's qualified to advise you on these situations, because sometimes up is not just up to heaven or up to your own higher self, but it also means someone who has in the world higher authority or higher perspective. So don't be hesitant to ask for help.
Okay.
We're here
and
help one another.
Thank
we
you.
Are here to
and
help
just,
one another.
Thank you. I just want to ask that with this, it was like trying to muffle my light, because I kind of, like, we were friends before, and so I told a lot about myself. Like, I'm a centered person, so I speak, you know, from my heart. And I expose everything, you know, like my dreams and my goals, everything. You know, I don't hold anything back. And so this person, I feel, knowing that I'm reaching for the light, that, you know, I feel like, because every time I'm happy, I would hear some bullying sound from upstairs, and it shuts me, kind of kills my spirit a little bit. I try not to, but it does. Okay. Honestly, it does. So I feel like the person is trying to muffle that light, and I,
clearly, mm-hmm. You have evidence that this person is no longer a beneficial member of your life. So don't try to save it. Let them go. When a person is acting out all the signals that they need to move on, let them go. Just let them go.
Yeah.
We don't have to keep everyone in our life that was there before. People come into our life for a reason and a season. And as long as you wish them well on their journey and you do nothing to inappropriately disturb or destroy something in their life, you just wish them on, let them go. You don't have to save every friendship, because there are unlimited number of people who would want to be your friend. There is no scarcity of people who would want to be your friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think it's time for us to go on to a lecture mode. So it's just you and God now. You and Yeshua. You and your heart. And you and the silence of being there as a receiver for blessings in your life. So find your little comfortable spot, wherever you are, lying down, sitting up, whatever works for your body, and put it at peace to just be a receiver and a non-interfering participant in the blessing. We don't want to stress our body, cause it pain, or cause it discomfort of any kind. You do not have to be in a yoga position. There are no positions, except don't cross your legs. Don't cross any body parts, because we will be conducting energy. The entire universe is energy, and what we're doing is conducting the energy intended for you that carries with it the response to our request for you to receive blessings. It's not from us. We're only facilitators for it, my friends. We're only here to assist you in receiving. The blessings are out there in the world all the time. And we look around and we don't find them. It's kind of like we feel lost in the forest and we think, well, where do I go? If I go any deeper, I'll get lost. Maybe I better just turn around and go back. And so we turn around and go back and there's no blessing there. And then we say, well, where do I go? Okay. Well, where you go is into prayer. You go to be with God. You establish union with God. And in that union, you create a strong position of faith. We're going to do that now. Just take a deep breath and then exhale. And then let's just shake out your arms and your legs so that you get some of the tension and stress out that you might have had, wondering, well, will this be the one that it will be a very important step for you. Whether it's the total thing you need, it will definitely be a step along the way to exactly what you need. So relax and receive. Just relax and be there. Yeshua is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you because you have asked for both and you shall receive. God, your Heavenly Father, is always with you as the creator of your life. You don't see him because you don't see the totality of yourself in its highest form. But he's there. He's always with you. Now, just be in that state of union through faith and be ready to receive. Let's start with our four square breath. Those of you who are new, it's a very, very easy thing. We're just going to breathe to the count of four. But we're going to let you have your count, whatever it is. Because some people do it slower. Some people take more time. And some people are more aerobic in their breathing. Other people are just more gentle in their breathing. All right. So we're going to breathe out to the count of four. Close your eyes. Have your eyes closed and breathe out to the count of four as a gift into life. And then just pause while life receives your gift to the count of four. Now, inhale your gift back from life to the count of four. Receive it and assimilate it to the count of four. Let's go again. Give into life to the count of four. Allow life to receive you to the count of four. Take your gift back from life to the count of four. And fully receive it to the count of four. Now you continue on your own and continue as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. When that's finished, the blessing givers and I will offer the blessing, and you will begin your prayer. Pray for all the things that are dear to you. Pray for the blessings you need and those you love. It's really that simple. Bye. Dear Yeshua, beloved Son of God, blessed brother to us all, who has lived and walked on our path, that he may share with us our grief, our sorrow, our pain, our reluctance, our stubbornness, our willfulness, and our sense of being lost, our need to be alone and regroup, all the emotions that a human being could have. You've shared with us our thirst, our hunger. You've been with us among the sick. You sat among the lepers. You healed people who were grievously ill. You've raised the dead. You have lived through all the agonies of human life, that we may see this is possible for a child of God in human form to walk through. We thank you for that magnificent gift. And we ask now that your gifts could be extended to us through your blessing and through us and through from you directly to all our brothers and sisters on this earth, to all who cry out in your name for the blessings and the grace of God to be relieved from whatever struggle they may be in, whether it's health or safety, war, famine, the loss of family, grief about their own impending departure from this earth, or care for all of those they love. We ask that the blessing you give to us shall go beyond us
and reach our fellow man, wherever they are. We ask this sincerely, deeply, and with all the love in our hearts, in your name. Amen. Now, blessing givers, I would ask that you join me in offering the blessing. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing is given. Now, you need to continue receiving. So go and rest very quietly for at least 7 minutes. It's okay if you fall asleep. There's nothing to do but receive. So don't let your mind become active again. Not till you've received everything you can. Because it doesn't really know how to receive anything other than data. Your heart will receive what you need. Okay. Bye-bye for now. I love you very, very much. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a great week. And may you receive many, many blessings. Bye-bye.